Even in an oppressed state, a wise man can find an opportunity for bringing himself to the forefront. Seneca. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. You know, it's been one heck of a year, particularly as it relates to the political sphere. It feels and seems like there's no end to the problems that we have in the world. And some of these problems can seem insurmountable. And in a lot of ways, as a practicing Stoic, I can recognize how easy it can be to take up the Stoic mantra of, if I can't have an impact, then why bother? Or if it doesn't impact me, then why bother doing anything? It makes no difference to my life, so why should I be concerned? It is but an indifference. So why should I be worried or angry or, you know, trying to do anything if it's not going to be of any difference? And while this can seem like an easy approach to Stoicism and something kind of easy to fall back on, in a lot of ways, it is actually the most appropriate thing to do, especially if we're trying to maintain our own inner peace before taking on any other externalities that are, quite frankly, outside of our control. However, Seneca on politics was asked this very thing. He discussed this very thing in his writings. What does a Stoic do in the face of political discourse, or when there are issues that plague our communities, our state, our country, and the world? What is it for a Stoic to do? And Seneca, just like the quote of the day, is that even in an oppressed state, the wise person finds opportunity to bring yourself to the forefront. The most important thing to remember about Stoicism is that we seek justice, or we utilize justice as a virtue, so to speak. That when faced with that opportunity, or when we see that opportunity, we should do something because it is the wise thing to do. Now, obviously, keeping in mind our other virtues, moderation or temperance, meaning don't fall too far to the left, don't fall too far to the right. We need to understand one another. You need to make arguments against what you truly believe in order to fully grasp the problem at hand. You need to hear what other people are screaming on the other side, trying to explain, so you can fully make the wisest decision, not just good decisions. And then with that, you can make true and just decisions. Create true and just opinions and go in the best and wisest direction. And not only that, but that requires courage to question yourself, to question others, to question what you once believed and change to a better way of thinking, or to adjust your previously thought notions, testing your mental impressions, as Marcus Aurelius would say. Everything is but a perception. We have to have the courage to look inward and question it. And that's okay to do as a Stoic. Now, Seneca reminds us that no matter how difficult the circumstances or how seemingly restricted our sphere of action may be, we can nonetheless find something useful to contribute to society, some way to exercise our virtue. Now, obviously, as a Stoic, we can look at the world and think to ourselves, well, I can't change climate change. I can't change what's happening overseas. I can't do any of that. I can't address any of the wars that are happening. Well, of course you can't. But what are some of the things that you can do? Now, obviously, you can vote even with the knowledge of knowing that one singular vote can't turn the tides, but nonetheless, you are contributing. And that still is but enough for you to do. Just because it is little does not mean that it can't make an impact, nor does it mean that the Stoic should then say to himself, well, it's not a big enough impact, so why do anything at all? Because those people that have inaccurate, illogical, or bad opinions, or wrong thoughts and ideas, well, they would likely vote. So why on earth would, let's say, all Stoics wanted to take a step back? Why should we, when we would know that there's a possibility that those with bad ideas, bad ideologies, extreme ideologies would go out and vote, thinking that they are right? You too can make an impact, and we all as Stoics have to understand that it's not just the masses that need to do something, but your own individual action that can make great impact. We should, according to the Stoics, make a difference for some people some of the time and in some situations. Whatever it may be within your immediate community, it is important that we truly take a view from a lofty height and understand that while myself as an individual can't make the greatest impact, I know that my life is interconnected with everybody else's. And if I can do one singular thing, it is going to be do good. And that is the most important thing. Do good to be an indirect force for positive change, even if that just means inspiring some people to take up a cause for something else. That is the Stoic approach to political good that we can do. And what we need to do now is become more aware of the boundaries as well. As Seneca said, even in an oppressed state, there are boundaries wherever we exist in around the world. There are laws in place, there are this, there are that. Yes, you can protest. However, the boundaries is don't damage property. Yes, we can protest, but no, it's not right that you block the freedoms of others by blocking highways. Those are all illegal. Those are boundaries that we as Stoics must be aware of. So what can you do within the boundaries that you exist in? And search for the opportunities available to us. Seneca talks about expanding or contracting ourselves in response to external conditions, meaning we should adapt to whatever situation that we are in. If we can do a lot, we should. But if we can only do a little bit, there is no excuse for doing nothing. Expand or contract based on the boundaries, based on the reality that you currently live in. If you have physical ailments, sure, you may not be the one to get up and protest in the streets, but you can have your voice heard amongst your friends and family. That is something you can do. No excuse to do nothing. And then with externalities, as far as if you do see a protest happening and it gets a little out of hand, you also have to take up the courage to ensure that we're doing it right, doing it the best way, doing it the wisest way. Seneca also says to not be frozen still by fear. We shouldn't be upset at the current situation either, or be angry of the way that the laws exist today. We have to expand and contract. And this doesn't mean that because the laws the way that they are, you are in despair now. No. By choosing to do nothing when you know something needs to be done, and within your reach, within your ability to act, It is no excuse to act in cowardice. No excuse to be controlled by fear, by you pulling back with this absolute despair with the state of the world only shows how controlled by fear you actually are. Let that reevaluate yourself. Re-examine the way that you are and the way that you think and why you choose or not choose to act accordingly based on the realities that exist today and based on your reality of what you're capable and willing to do. Now, of course, before any of this takes place, before you think about actions to do, you have to understand the reality of the externalities of the world, not just your boundaries. Talking about the things that you don't know. Of course, with the way the internet is today, there is so much to know and so much more to learn. This doesn't mean that just because you agree with one side of the aisle as far as it relates to a particular political discussion, doesn't mean that when you look to the other side, they are immediately wrong. You, as a wise Stoic, have to turn and then ask, what of these people? What are they trying to get at? Because we have to understand the reality of our world is that of divide and conquer. This is a very big reality. It has nothing to do with a consequence or a conspiracy theory. We all know this to be the case, and anybody who denies that is living a false reality. We know that the media and politicians only want you to divide and conquer us, we the people. Why? Well, we all know why, because it's a little bit easier to control us. It's easier to sway us in one direction. It's easier for them to pass laws under our noses without us knowing what's really going on. So we must, within our own sphere of influence, discuss with our peers the realities of the world. It is not just one way. It is not just black and white. It is many things, and we have to come together with ideas, a diversity of knowledge, in order for us to make the wisest decisions. Because if you look to the left, there are good ideas. You look to the right, there are good ideas. But if you follow either or in the extreme, they are nonetheless bad. Why? Because of this idea that we have in our minds that we've been kind of forced to thinking, which is lesser of the two evils. But why on earth would you still continue to choose the evil direction? Lesser of the two evils, that's still evil. Why are we not instead choosing, let's at least go in the good direction? It's okay that it's more difficult to figure that out. It's okay that there's unknowns. It's okay that it's a little scary. It's okay that you have to work with people that you don't agree with. But if you can agree that we're at least going in a good direction, no matter the outcome, we know that it's going to be good. That is the point of understanding both directions and choosing the wisest decision. I would much rather work with people that are difficult to work with. Just as Marcus Aurelius teaches us, work even with those that are difficult with you, because they are humans, and in order for humans to coexist, we must work together. Work with those people that are also difficult to work with, if it ensures that we are going in the wisest direction. Don't subscribe yourself to this idea of the lesser of two evils. Otherwise, you are accepting the fate of going in the wrong evil direction. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage all of you to re-examine your own life through Seneca's lenses and see where we can individually act effectively to make the world just a little bit better. It is, in fact, the most virtuous thing to do. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review. wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.